This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So you take everything we produce in this economy, all the goods, the stuff, right? The lawn furniture and the cars and the water heaters, and you take all the services, all the travel companies and consulting businesses and landscapers, you roll all of that in together, and you get something called gross domestic product, GDP, the three letters to which I referred. That is a tad oversimplified, that definition, but it's close, and we lead with it today because GDP, the closest proxy we really have for the entire economy, grew at an annualized rate of 4.9% in the third quarter, so said the Commerce Department this morning. And 4.9%, just to be clear, is a lot. If you ignore the weirdness of the pandemic recovery, it's the highest quarterly economic growth rate this country has seen in almost a decade. Now, how did that happen? Well, the answer should be pretty familiar to regular listeners of this program. Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going with the ever-resilient American consumer.
Fitch Ratings economist Olu Sonola is one of the experts I'll call when we get some big data release that says consumers are still spending like crazy. And for the last year or so, the interviews typically go like this. I ask how much longer the economy can be this good with inflation and those Fed rate hikes. And he basically says not much longer.
Olu, how many times have we had a version of this conversation?
A lot of times. And every single time, you always have to say, this is not sustainable. And that's what I have to say again today.
Bumps in government spending and exports helped boost GDP this past quarter, but the real story was the consumer. Almost 60% of that GDP growth came from us, splurging on concerts and restaurants and durable goods, which is where Sonola sees an eventual slowdown.
Durable goods, typically you finance them. Motor vehicles, furniture. So if you look at the interest rate environment, it's much, much higher. And there's a limit to what you can put on your credit card.
Sonola is in a group of economists that think the past summer was pretty much the last hurrah of consumer splurging. In the coming months, higher rates will finally hit pocketbooks. Although there's another camp.
I'm not convinced that it's a last hurrah. I think it's just a hurrah. I think we just had a good time over the summer.
Allison Litke teaches macroeconomics at St. Olaf College.
Wage growth is outpacing inflation. And I think people are looking into the fourth quarter of the year and saying, I'm going to have to start paying my loans again. But I also got a raise. I got a new job.
Not that you can't use inflation as an excuse to trim back some of your holiday shopping. Sorry, Timmy. Jay Powell says you can't have that Xbox you wanted. How about we buy you a nice treasury bond instead? I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.